part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
I blew that. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 87, part 3.
87, part 3.
The heavy metal episode.
The heavy metal episode.
I fucked up.
No.
I found this other tune. Here it is. I fucked up. This is the tune that we should have played to open up the part three. This guy doesn't know how to mix this shit, though.
Hey. Yeah, no, he doesn't.
All right. So anyway... Total nonsense.
Oh, and that reminds me, John. Punky. Last month, February.
Yeah.
There was this other bullshit podcast called You Are Here. And they proxy voted because they had zero comments and like 4,000 votes. And they were number one in music. And then something happened and they just disappeared. So I went out on the forum.
I went out on the forum, evolutionary guy. Spaghetti.
And nobody really knows what happened at this podcast, but at the end of February, Punky was number one.
All right.
Here's what I'm saying, John. I was working late on February
28th. Working late.
Working late, like in as in the AM. Trying
wow.
to get a enterprise-wide system tightened up before testing, John.
Right.
Tightened up before testing. So it went to February 28th to March 1st in the early AM. So like 2 hours into March 1st, I checked out the top 10 at Podcast Alley. And I think, John, here's my opinion.
Yeah.
The top 10 are all full of shit. They're all proxy
voting.
It's all
crap.
Because
that's what you're saying?
Yeah, who's going to get 80 votes in the first 2 hours on March 1st?
Right.
Between 12 a.m. and 2 p.m. Even when you calculate in the time zones. The top 10 at 2 a.m. on March 1st is all for shit.
It's for
bogus.
Shit.
It's all for shit. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought that Punky... should be number one overall, John. Overall.
Wow. No doubt.
And you know why?
No.
Comment to vote ratio. Comment to vote ratio. Did you hear me?
Yeah,
comment
I'm here. I listen.
To vote ratio.
I'm listening, brother.
We have a pretty good comment to vote ratio.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Punky. Punky.
No.
Comment to vote ratio. Here's what I'm saying Podcast Alley needs to do to clear things up. Forget voting. You can't vote anymore. You have to leave a comment.
Right.
That's when it counts. Punky, number one. Overall, John. Not just in music. Overall.
All.
John. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
I hear you, brother.
That's what I'm saying, brother.
I hear you, brother.
Fucking A.
Fucking A. Oh, yeah. Speaking of fucking A, you know who Chris Matthews is, don't you?
I do.
He's another one of those pundits. He's an opportunist, you know, Bush apologist anyway.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Anyways, he's on Imus. You ever hear Imus?
Yeah, unfortunately.
He's a guy that...
Imus is horrible.
Yeah, he's horrible.
Awful. I don't know who would listen to this
guy. Chris Matthews has a very highly respected show called Hardball. And, you know, everybody next to Tim Russert's Meet the Press, he's the other guy, the other go-to guy. Anyways, here's Chris Matthews on Imus right here.
Okay.
Here we go.
My city, I want to go back. This guy Giuliani's saving my city for me. I mean, I felt that way about Eddie Rendell in Philadelphia. We love good mayors because we love our cities, and Giuliani's the city guy. And I'm so sick of southern guys with ranches running this country. I want a guy to run for president who doesn't have a ranch. Wouldn't that be good? Not a guy who wasn't on the ranch during Katrina. He was on the street corner answering questions.
Did you beat
Giuliani
that?
Giuliani was answering questions.
Hang on a minute.
Yes.
Did you get that, Lou?
Yes, but not that.
Did we get it on?
MSNBC.
We'll have to ask them.
Did you, Tom?
See if they effed up.
Did you, Tom? Hang on a minute. I'm Tom Imus. I'm so fucking retarded.
Tom Imus is... Or Don, Tom? No, Don. He is one of these fucktards with a ranch in Texas.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, listen again. Listen.
I want to go back. This guy Giuliani's saving my city for me. I mean, I felt that way about Eddie Rendell in Philadelphia. We love good mayors because we love our cities, and Giuliani's the city guy. And I'm so sick of southern guys with ranches running this country. I want a guy to run for president who doesn't have a ranch. He wasn't on the ranch during Katrina. He was on the street corner answering questions.
Did you beat
Giuliani
that?
Was answering questions.
No, hang on.
Did you beat that?
Did you get that, Lou?
Yes, but
did you get that,
Lou?
Did we get it on... MSNBC.
I love MSNBC.
We'll have to ask them.
And I'm fucking 110 years old, and I still got a radio show, and I'm still trying to be it.
With a cowboy hat and long hair.
And my wife is only 35.
But anyways, the reason why I'm laughing is because you hear Chris Matthews going there, I'm sick and tired of guys with ranches running the country, when at one point he said, and this is about a year ago, that I think everybody loves this guy, George Bush, except for the real extreme wackos.
That was only a year ago.
Yeah, it was like a year ago.
That fucking flip-flopper.
He's a flip-flopper. And then on top of it, he wants a fucking mayor to run the country. A mayor. A guy that has no idea about international politics.
Just because he was there for 9/11 and he talks with a lisp.
And the other problem is I cannot stand having another, I don't want another fucking governor running this country. It's time to have a senator. I don't care who it is, Chuck Hagel, Barack, Hillary, some senator, somebody who's had some actual time in Washington, not once a month or once a year, or mayors. When are they ever in fucking Washington? What the fuck does Giuliani know about jack shit? He just happened to be the mayor of a town that got attacked by a bunch of radical Muslims on 9/11. And what,
Giuliani,
he didn't do anything.
He'll never even get to the...
The real fucking heroes are the cops and the firemen.
He'll never even get to the convention because he's got, he's on his fourth wife.
Yeah.
He's got all that fucking baggage. The guy talks with a lisp. He'll never even get to the primary. So why are we even concerned about Giuliani? What we should be concerned about is this fucking flip-flopper McCain.
Oh, yeah.
Flip-flopping on everything. And people just thought, he was tortured for 5 years. When are they going to come out and say, well, yeah, who knows what the fuck happened to him for those 5 years? He could be the Manchurian candidate, John.
How about him on Letterman where he said... that the lives of the Americans, our greatest treasure, has been wasted. And they jumped all over Barack Obama's case for saying the same exact fucking thing.
That's because he's a Negro, John.
And guess what? McCain comes back and says, oh, no, I meant to say sacrifices.
And guess what, John? Barack's great-great-grandparents owned slaves. Did you hear that one?
No.
That's a good one. That's in the news. Yeah, his great-great-great-grandparents were slave owners. Barack.
Well, you know, Al Sharpton was owned by Strom Thurmond.
Well, he wasn't owned by Strom. His family, Al Sharpton's great-great-relatives were owned by Strom Thurmond.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's Al Thurman.
But he could have some Thurman in him.
He's,
you know,
Strom
what I'm saying?
Sharpton. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's a lighter.
Get over black here. Feller. I'm going to Strom you in the Thurman.
Yeah.
Yeah, politics.
Fuck, just, fuck that.
And McCain is so goddamn transparent to me. He's just going to say whatever he thinks the voters want to hear.
He's against the gays. He's for the gays. He's against abortion. Abortion's okay. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Fucking cocksucker.
He can't stand Falwell. He loves Falwell. I don't know which.
He's a cocksucker.
And what's with his giant cheek on one side of his face? He's
steroids, got that big man. Steroids.
He's trying to have giant cheek muscles?
Yeah, giant
for
cheek
what?
Muscles.
For what? For the blowing?
Yeah. Blowing. For licking the W's, Schwanz, John. That's what it's for. That's, you know, we come down on America and the W, driving our country in the toilet and taking away our civil liberties. But thank God we don't live in Russia, John. You know why?
Yeah.
Because Paul Joyal, who knows this fucking guy? Nobody knows this guy, but he's 53. He was shot on Thursday, John.
Why?
4 days after he alleged in an NBC Dateline interview that the government of Russia and the president, Vladimir Putin, was involved in the fatal poisoning of a former KGB agent in London.
Wow.
So he comes out on NBC Dateline. He says, yeah, I think Putin was involved. 4 days later, dead.
Wow.
Dead, John.
Dead.
Dead.
He's dead.
And that's what, I'm sorry to say, John, United States is turning into.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, it's going to be the John show, or it's going to be the Scott show. Because John was taken out, and 4 days later, he's dead.
My builder called for the W today.
Yeah,
right. No shit.
We can't even met. Yeah, we got to bonk all that shit out in post-production.
No, I'm just saying. And I said, hey.
I know you're just saying.
We don't condone that kind of talk. You know, these phone lines are tapped by the NSA. We don't condone that kind of talk here in the, you know, we can make fun of them all we want. But we're pacifists.
Pacifists. We're like Gandhi,
that's
John.
Right.
We're like Gandhi. We like to walk around with sheets.
Right. We didn't do comments, dude. You know, that?
Dude, man. Let's do them.
Should we do them?
I don't know. Do we have enough time?
Yeah, let's all just run through them real
quick.
There
are only three of them.
Well, they write them to us. We might as well mention them. This one says, John rocks. Who needs a bass player? Keep on rocking, guys. Love, Tony.
And that would be Butch Tony from Punky.
Gertcha! A new month, a new broom, and all the joys of spring. March Hares, Polly BX. Jizz and Skiz, Jesus Christ! John needs a cough button, among other things. And what will the Lord say about the new documentary on the Discovery Channel? Dan Brown was right! Ha-ha! That's from Flem Livet. Another one here from MySpace, Scott, says, listening to your show is some of the most fun I can have without lube. You guys have inspired me to start my own podcast so that I may get some hot nun-on-nun action. P.S. Scott, can you say dyslexia?
I think so.
Submitted by me. I don't know me.
Les Dixia. Les Dixia. Yeah, I could say that.
Zombie John says, best podcast ever. You guys are hilarious. Keep up the great work. And Lance says, I got a new flashlight. It's bright. Thanks for more many hours of good times. You're good, Propel.
Propel?
Yes, it says Propel.
Propel.
Yes.
What do you think he meant to say?
I don't know. People, maybe?
People? Pupil?
And that is the comments for 87 Part 3,
that
Scott.
That was the most outstanding timing in the history of radio broadcasting.
It was a good donut, wasn't it?
It was.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. You ready to take the time machine back, man?
Oh, yeah. Let's
visit
do
the
it.
W? All right, so we're going to go back in time. We're going to visit the W 6 months ago to one of my favorite moments, John.
Yeah.
And we would just play the digital audio, but we lost it. So we have to take the time machine back and actually witness this in person, John. So whenever you're ready, I hope you worked on the engine because I don't want to fucking wait around for this fucking thing to start, man. Do we need to walk over and get in the car or?
No, we're in it already. We start the show in the car.
Yeah, it's a good thing you thought of that. Start the show in the car.
Put our mics on.
Part three, right?
Yeah.
And we're wireless, too.
Yeah, we're wireless.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let me get this thing started here.
All right. Oh, come on.
I'm trying, dude. I did work on it. Come on. Pump it, Scott.
I'm going to bring my Knob Creek. Is that okay?
Huh?
Can we bring Knob Creek back in time?
Yeah, you could drink and drive. I got it.
Hey!
Here you go. Hold on.
I'm ready, man.
Hold on, dude.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I feel it. Can you feel it?
No! I can feel it, man. It's like my balls are in
my balls.
My
balls. Oh, shit, man. Oh, man. What'd you say? I feel like Yao Ming. Is that what you said? I feel like Yao Ming. Holy shit.
Wow.
Somebody commented that this is the best time without lube. And I'd have to say, this is a pretty good time without lube,
right.
You know?
Wow.
Come on.
Come on.
All right, let's head over to the White House press room.
All right, let's walk over there.
For the W's press conference. Let's see how...
Oh, I hear him. I hear him. He's
the leader of the free world.
You hear him? He's getting a little excited. What is he excited about?
Somebody's got to calm him down. He's going to be on the air pretty soon.
Yeah, no shit. All right, he's about to... let's tune in.
He's heading to the podium.
All right, here he
is. Hey, there's Jeff Gannon.
He's walking.
Oh, he's got a big cock. Look at that. He's excited to be here. Just like this, John. What's Pat O'Reilly doing here?
Pat O'Reilly? Pat O'Reilly? That's not Pat O'Reilly. O'Brien, you knucklehead.
Fuck me, man.
Fuck you.
It's Pat O'Brien. Pat O'Reilly.
Pat O'Reilly.
He's the coach of an NBA team.
Who the fuck? Pat O'Reilly.
That's Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Reilly.
Look at that.
We represent the Lollipop Kids. The Lollipop Kids. The Lollipop Kids. Is it kids or guild?
I think it's the coos.
All right, let's represent the
Lollipop Kids.
The W's talking.
Hold on, wait a minute. I got to ask you a question.
All right.
When I travel through time, I got like the hardest hard-on in the history of the world. Is that the same for you? Does the time-space continuum, does the blood rush to your schwann?
Shut up, man. You made me blow snot right into my
drink. A fire helmet is on the, you know what I'm saying? It's like a big shaft and a fire helmet.
Wow. Like a big hairy pogo stick.
I'm ready to fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking, you're queer, man. Oh, my God.
You got a watermelon?
What? Huh? I think the W. Let's walk over a little closer.
Let's go over to... Oh, there's Jeff Gannon.
Again?
Oh, I'll beat off in your face.
Wait, let's listen.
Okay.
I would say that those who herald this decision simply do not understand the nature of the world in which we live. You might remember... last week.
You might.
Working with the great with people in Great Britain, we disrupted the plot. People were trying to come and kill. Kill people. This country of ours is at war. And we must give those who are whose responsibility is to protect the United States the tools necessary to protect this country in a time of war. The judge's decision was I strongly disagree with that decision. Strongly disagree. That's why I instructed the Justice Department to appeal immediately. And I believe our appeals will be upheld. I made my position clear about this war on terror.
Yeah, you sure did.
This war on terror.
And by the way, the enemy made their position clear yet again when we were able to stop them. And the American people expect us to protect them. And therefore, I put this program in place. We strongly believe it's constitutional. And if Al-Qaeda is calling into the United States, we want to know why they're calling.
Why? We don't know why.
And so I made my position clear. It'd be interesting to see what other policymakers, how other policymakers react.
How other policymakers?
Listen, thank you all very much.
Listen, thank you all very much for the attack on Mr. W. Mr. President, I got a question. Oh, he's walking away.
He can't hear us, man.
Cocksucker.
Nobody can hear us. All right, let's walk back to the vehicle.
Walk back. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Walk right, lockstep.
Do you get a headache when we time travel? Because I get a headache. I get a big hard-on and a headache.
You get a headache?
I come back with milky pants.
Milky pants and a headache. And a really bad headache.
That's hard to explain to the lovely wife, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The milky pants.
Milky pants.
Why am I so distorted?
Hey, man, why don't we use a time machine to, like, go back to when Scarlett Johansson's cherry was broke, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man.
That would be so bad.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
I still got my knob creak.
You got some knob creak. All right. Oh, shit. Here comes Secret Service. I hope this fucking thing starts.
Get that fucking thing started, man.
Here they go, man. Shit.
They look like some badass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Oh, hell no.
Like,
come on, man.
What are you doing? Shut that shit off.
They're starting to pile in the window.
Shut that shit off. Oh, there we go. Oh, shit. Oh, here we go.
There we go. All right, man.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Out of here.
Hold your cock.
Back to the future.
Oh, do you got to be drinking while? Oh man, ooh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You okay? You okay, dude?
No doubt.
No? All right, we're back.
We are back
From time travel. Oh, that's speaking brutal. Speaking of the W, I got a clip.
You got a clip?
We're gonna talk about this clip about Laura Bush.
About the Laura, yeah. You know, W, we've always said W is completely overwhelmed. He's completely incompetent. He's a failure. Everything this fucking guy does, he did alcohol and drugs for 20 fucking years straight. The neurons are no longer firing.
Neurons.
But we always thought, okay, so he married a librarian. Maybe that's the influence. And then I saw this clip. And she's just as fucking goddamn mental as the W. I mean, they were meant to be together.
Right.
Well, of course, if she had a cock, they would really be meant to be together, you know. Because the W is, he's on the all-male Yale cheerleading team.
Right.
And he has a history of homosexuality, John.
So should I play the clip?
Go ahead. This is Laura. And this, are you playing your clip?
Yeah.
Larry King?
No, it's the Jon Stewart show.
Oh, Jon Stewart. Yeah. I got mine off of Larry King.
Yeah,
I
went right this to is the actually source. Pretty funny with okay. Jon Stewart.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you going to play Jon Stewart then?
Yeah.
All right, is this a Jon Stewart show? No.
No.
It's the Jon and Scott show.
Oh, is it the Larry King show?
We need to get it from the source.
The source. I don't have it because you gave it to me in a WMV.
What's wrong with that?
I can't play through this fucking thing, man.
Okay, so we got to listen to Jon Stewart then?
It's good.
Look, I like Jon Stewart, but this is the Jon and Scott show.
Stowe. Here, Stowe. Well, let me play the clip.
Not the Jon and Scott and Jon Stewart show.
Let me play the clip, all right? Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, wrong clip. Hold on a second. That wasn't it. Here it is.
Let's talk about Iraq. We've heard what President Bush has to say. He says things
got
are going
great
well.
Audio.
Rice says things are going well as well.
My audio
Cheney
is
says
better.
Things are going. Wah. So.
Wah. Yeah, I got to tell you.
All right, let's play your goddamn clip because he said something really funny, and I thought it'd be funny to play it here, but no.
Yeah.
Let's play your clip.
That's the Jon Stewart show.
So what?
It's not our show.
We
can't pull clips from Jon Stewart.
Clips and blah, blah,
unless we have like no content whatsoever.
Can't blow the clips in the mug.
People don't subscribe
people
to
don't
our podcast to hear Jon Stewart.
Right.
They subscribe to hear Jon and Scott.
And Splot.
That's cop. Right. Jizz and skiz, baby.
A few other hospitals as well.
Has the war...
Has the war
worn you down?
Worn you down?
I mean, the public obviously.
Shut up!
More people disapprove than approve. It's hurt the standing of the president.
He's like 20 minutes.
What's it done to you?
She doesn't say anything till the very end.
Wearing. There's no doubt about it. And I understand how the
American
people
feel. But listen to the redneck accent.
And that they feel like things aren't going like we want them to there. On the other hand, I know how important it is. For us to continue to help the Iraqis, and that to leave now would be a serious mistake.
She's just as mental
as the
W.
And I really agree with the president on that. That
the president,
the Iraqi government,
not my husband, the president,
as fast as they can. And of course, we want our troops to come home. Nobody wants war.
Nobody wants war except my fucking husband.
We want
who happens to be the president
to be able to have a democracy there. To have the people in Iraq
bullshit.
Been oppressed by a dictatorship.
You're so goddamn stupid.
I'm glad you
to be able
made
to build
this really
a good
the punchline. When does
that
it come up?
Represents everyone. And I think it'll happen. Is it going to be fast?
She thinks
no.
It's going to happen.
We never expected it. To
you're
be
really
fast. Is it going to be fast?
So
no, John.
Going on when you leave
it's
going
to take a while.
I mean,
oh
I
yeah.
Have no idea.
Definitely.
There's no way I can predict.
When she leaves office, she's not in office. Larry King, you cocksucker!
Government and
her husband's in office.
Reconcile with each other and build a country. This is their opportunity to seize the moment.
Right,
seize the moment,
to build
John.
A really
right,
good
seize the moment,
country.
Scott.
And many parts
this
of Iraq
is great
are
bit you got going there.
Now, but course,
this is not a bit. This is an education.
One bomb
about what?
The exchange.
How concerned are you about Iran?
Well, I'm concerned. I mean, I'm not that certainly any expert.
Okay, where's the line about the one bomb a day?
It's coming up. She's
it
not
is, huh? Because it's over. And now it's playing
expert.
Again.
Expert. Really?
It's playing again. Nice going, dumbass.
Obviously is it.
Now, can I play my clip? Can I play my clip, you
yeah,
chimp?
Yeah, play your stupid-ass clip with Jon Stewart.
Say he says things are going well. Condi Rice says things are going well as well. Dick Cheney says things are going... So... It's hard to believe them. The credibility... I wish there was someone left in the White House with some credibility. Maybe someone who had no access to the intelligence, who
great
isn't
audio.
In any of the
thank
meetings.
You.
Maybe somebody who only hears about... Iraq after uttering the phrase, hey, how was your day, honey? There you go. It's Laura. What do you think about what's happening, Laura?
Many parts of Iraq are stable now. But, of course, what we see on television is the one bombing a day that discourages everybody.
One.
See, mine didn't have
explosion.
A laugh track.
Yeah, but yours didn't even have the one bombing a day.
On TV, it's so discouraging to see that on TV. But Laura, you do realize that it's not just happening in the TV, right? It's actually happening. It's discouraging.
It's a very important comment by John Stewart.
How discouraging it is for you to watch.
Oh, you know listen to the whole goddamn thing?
Somewhat discouraging there. At the site of the bombing. You know, it's funny, that one bombing a day is just, you know, how we let that bum us out is just, you know. Although I remember growing up in Jersey, I remember, I guess at that time, the recommended daily allowance of bombings was, what do you call it there? Zero.
Zero, Scott.
Right.
Don't look at me like that because you're
what
fucking
are we, the John and Scott
clip.
And John Stewart
what are,
show.
What are we, the 8-minute clip of Larry King and Laura Bush doesn't say a goddamn thing about the one bomb a day?
Yeah. It's better audio than John Stewart.
The one bomb a day. Well, she's wrong. It's more like 100 bombings a day.
I heard it's 185.
185.
A day.
There you go, man. There you go, dude. 185 fucking bombings a day.
Well, I used to contemplate, John. I used to think about, what does Laura see in the W? He's obviously incompetent and mental. And she's just as goddamn mental. She buys into this whole goddamn propaganda.
No doubt.
Hold on, let me get the door.
Would you? Please.
Yeah, I got one more story before.
One more story because we're at 31.
We're at 31.
All yeah.
Right. I'll let Phil know to hustle this shit up. Hey, man, what's happening? Come on.
Yeah, I made it back.
You're out of sight.
Man. Out of sight. Come on, Phil. Shit. Hey, man, just fucking sit down. Can you be quiet for once, you cocksucker?
Gentlemen.
Come on, man. All right, man.
Wow.
You settled down? You got your shit together? One more story to go. Get this, John. This fucking pisses me off.
This pisses me off,
after
too.
After 6 years of incompetence and cronyism, failed war against terrorism, the quagmire that is Iraq, wars against science, the environment, corporate regulation, and public's right to know, a chubby working relationship with the country's most reactionary conservative evangelical Christians, a politicized faith-based initiative, giveaways to the energy industry, tax relief for the wealthy, a culture of corruption, cultivating in the forces' resignations of imprisonment of some of the administration's key soldiers, and an attack on fundamental democratic rights. The administration values the Bush administration is hatching plans to celebrate itself. Get this, John. With a $500 million library.
Wow.
The costliest presidential library ever to be built after.
It's the costliest president's
presidency. Bush's second term is over. In what is being called their final campaign, Bush's truest believers are aiming to raise $500,000 per mother of all presidential libraries. The library and the attached think tank, John. Think tank. Which will pay for conservative research is being earmarked for the Dallas, Texas campus of Southern Methodist University.
Oh, my God.
Where First Lady Laura Bush.
Dude, can you drive home? You might want to stay here tonight. Laura Bush.
Is an alma mater. And a trustee.
Alumni. Alumnus.
The really big extra embedded into this project appears to be what Bush insiders are calling the Institution for Democracy, modeled after the Hoover Institution, a long-term conservative think tank, John, located on the campus of Stanford University in Palo Alto. Bush's institution operation would hire conservative scholars and give them money to write papers and books favorable to the president's policies.
Nice.
Isn't that great? So, no wonder they need $500 million fucking dollars.
Laura Bush.
To write papers and books favorable to the president's policies. I mean, you really have to write fairy tales when you write that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's like biblical proportions. You know what, Scott? That is...
That is one big pile of shit.
That is one big pile of shit. Now, in May 4th, 2006, Rolling Stone had a piece called The Worst Presidents in History. They wrote, the Bush presidency appears headed for colossal historical disgrace. Barring a cataclysmic event on the order of the terrorist attacks of September 11th, there seems to be little the administration can do to avoid being ranked on the lower tier of U.S. presidencies. And that may be the best case scenario.
Wow.
Many historians are now wondering whether Bush, in fact, will be remembered as the very worst president in history. And here's what he's doing, John. He's spending $500 million to write positive things about him so that in 200 years, history will be clouded with this paid-for, bought history.
Right.
That'll be a bunch of bullshit. And that's why our webcast, John, is so important, because we're speaking here now about the cheapness that is the W.
Right.
And the total incompetency. And this guy is totally over fucking whelmed. He doesn't have a goddamn clue, John. Not a clue to what he's doing. And our, hopefully, our webcast in some sort of digital format will live on well into the 25th century, John.
No doubt,
Scott.
So
when historians are contemplating the W presidency, they will call into perspective the John and Scott tapes.
Jizz and Skizz.
Circa 2005 and 2006.
No doubt.
To get the real lowdown on the chimp that made it into office, John.
Is Phil ready?
Phil's always ready, man.
What are you, his attorney?
Hold on.
Let's listen to some John Evil Jam. Come on, Fatso, bend over. What are you doing? Come on, Phil.
Okay.
Take your fur coat off.
Phil dropped his newspapers. I was just trying to help him pick them up.
All right.
Sorry if I bent over.
No, I was talking to Phil.
All right. He's ready. I are they back in order, Phil?
Well, yes.
Thank you, Scott, for your help on that, and thank you last week for giving me a glass of water when I was a bit parched in the middle of my newscast. Thank you, John, for having me here tonight.
Oh, sorry.
To deliver the news. Of course, I'm always ready.
Okay, Phil's intro.
Whenever you're ready. I have a sound clip this evening. Are you ready? Do you have the sound clip queued up?
What are you going to do? Keep talking?
It's called...
Shut up,
I just want to know if
it's ready.
Nomination for Producer of the Year.
Nomination for...
Circa 2005
Newsman.
Is ready to play my sound clip because we're ready to play it after the very first story.
Yeah,
we're
going
to play my sound clip.
Now, it's your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
We're at 40 right now.
Thank you, John. And our first story tonight. A group of Tennessee high school students are in hot water, John, for trying to make a steamy porn between classes. Four female and two male students were punished after a drama teacher caught them filming a flick in the Union County High School classroom. Wayne Gooforth, curriculum coordinator for the school district, told weight TV in Knoxville that the female students had stripped down to their underwear for the boys and were acting as the cameraman and MC. The drama teacher assigned the classroom was on hall monitor duty. "Personally, I think students see too much TV," Goforth told the station. "They like to mimic what they see, and if they don't like watching a certain thing, of course they're going to cop with that." The students were suspended for various amounts of time, with two students being suspended for at least 3 days. Go ahead and play the audio clip. I managed to get a clip of the porn film that they were shooting in the high school. Go ahead.
Open your fucking mouth, bitch.
John, next story. I got that off the AP press. In a rare moment of clarity, Indiana Court of Appeals rules that people who slip and fall can't sue the property owner for not shoveling snow off sidewalks.
It's about time.
Next story, John. Woman sentenced to 4 years for touching boyfriend's penis. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right. Oh, my. Woman sentenced to 4 years for touching boyfriend's penis? A Montreal woman who poured fondue fuel over her sleeping boyfriend and lit his penis on fire, John,
drink, Phil,
has been sentenced to 4 years in prison.
Sentenced?
Quebec judge Louis Leguat sentenced Andre Rene, 44, to 30 more months in prison, crediting her with 18 months for the time she's already served. Renee must undergo psychological counseling for alcohol abuse and aggression while she's in prison and is prohibited from owning guns or combustible materials for 10 years after being released. The sentence ends a six-year saga that started in April 2001 when Renee was dating Gualam Panagou. The couple had spent an evening of drinking and arguing when Renee poured fondue fuel over Panagou's body while he was sleeping. He awoke when Renee set fire to him, scorching his abdomen and genitals, John. Panagou suffered third-degree burns and was hospitalized for a week, followed by a month of rehabilitation. I wonder what that would sound like, John. Getting your balls burned on fire. Next story, John.
It's not funny.
This is a follow-up story, John.
A follow-up story.
Follow-up story.
Giving new meaning to man's best friend, John. And we covered the story a couple of weeks ago. Here's the follow-up story. Bay County Circuit Court Joseph K. Sheeran ruled Friday that even though Michigan law does not explicitly define sex with a dead dog as a crime, charges against a Saginaw man will stand. Sheeran set a trial date of May 8th for the trial when Ronald E. Cooch, 45, of Saginaw, will face charges of sodomy indecent exposure, and resisting and obstructing an animal control officer. If convicted of either of the Freese charges,
Freese
will then have a hearing on May 30th, at which Sheehan will determine whether Cooch is a sexually delinquent person. If so, the judge could sentence Cooch to prison for an amount of time.
Excuse me, John.
Scott, can you give me a glass of water? For 1 day to a year on top of the sentence from the initial charges, which carry up to 15 years in prison. Cooch's defense attorney, Catherine Furman, argued that Michigan's statute on sodomy and bestiality is vague. It does not outlaw sex with a dead dog. Cooch is accused of sexual contact with the carcass of his girlfriend's dog on October 20th, about a week after the animal had been hit by a car. The alleged crime occurred near the Forest Day Care Center on a school day. The teacher was leading an animal control officer to the dead dog so she could dispose of it when the pair discovered Cooch doing the old in-out, who allegedly scuffled with the officer before fleeing into the woods. Next story, John. Will you come down that pole so I can smoke yours? A German man who spent 10 days in a self-made box atop a 72-foot pole to protest a looming jail term was lured off his perch by his wife, who sent up a topless picture of herself in his lunchbox. Fred Greger, 45, was bidding to have his 15-month conviction for fraud overturned by squatting in his tiny cubicle atop a covered television mast, he told Reuters in a telephone interview last week. His wife, Susan, 25, backed his protest until the former stripper and mother of their children, five children, Don, John.
Thanks for coming, Phil. All right, we got to go.
She had had enough. Next story, John. 83-year-old Canadian man kills wife by stabbing her 100 times.
Oh.
Can't remember what it was all about. Next story, John. And this is our last story tonight, John.
Thank God.
Instead of making an offer they couldn't refuse, Italian parents beat up principal over grades. An irate Italian family beat up a principal because they were unhappy with the grades a young relative would receive on a ban on mobile phones at school. Three male relatives, including the father and grandfather of the student, punched and pushed the principal, Ugo Corstina, at the Lombardi Middle School in Bari on Saturday. Corstina was taken to a hospital and treated for mild concussion. Some people may not like it, but the standards must be set and the rules must be respected in a school.
Oh, God.
It's a to a function, Corstina told reporters. And he may lose his license for driving around.
Oh, God.
Oh, I ran into the next story.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, that wasn't the last story. One more story. I'm sorry, John. Your ass is so hot, John. A man who was found dressed in latex and handcuffs brought a donkey to his room in the Galloway City Center Hotel because he was advised to get out and meet people. Thomas Aloysius McCartney, with an address in South Galloway, was charged with cruelty to animals, lewd and obscene behavior, and with being in danger to himself when he appeared before the court on Friday. He was also charged with damage to a minibar in the room, but this charge was later dropped when the defendant said it was the donkey that he brought to the room that he meant to have sex with caused the damage. And that's the news, John.
All right. Thanks, Phil. All right. Thanks for coming, Phil.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
No, I'm sorry.
Take care. Don't let the door hit
tonight.
You in the ass.
All right. What was up with Phil tonight, man?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a little liquored, I think.
He's totally out of it. We got to tell him, hey, no alcohol.
Yeah, you tell him.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him.
I'm going to tell him.
I'm going to tell him, man.
Barbara Bursch.
Because I'm a legendary kind of a guy.
All right, this is a Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is 87. We got to go. It's
87
late.
Part 3, John.
We got to go, man.
I'm canceling practice tomorrow. You down with that?
You do whatever you want to do.
Nice.
All right.
I'll make the calls.
We're out of here.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott. On Total Talk Nonsense.
Fuck. 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 Fuck face. Fuck, 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 fuck face.
Fuck face.